Hello and welcome to episode 310 of Sprague and Say Geek. I'm Matt.
I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we bring our review of John Wick 3, our review of The Danish Girl. Mm-hmm. We will talk about some nerd news, answer the pod question, let you know about how you can see us at...
I really wish there's a T at the end of it.
Yeah, I just... Fucking Salt Lake Comic Con, god damn it.
Such a...
My favorite is, I'm still part of the Salt Lake Comic-Con Facebook page, and people get so angry at San Diego, and it's like, you motherfuckers, it's Salt Lake's fault.
They started it.
They poked the fucking bear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they shouldn't, it doesn't matter if they should, like, it's petty on Salt Lake, or San Diego's
thing,
to be like, no, you can't use, it's fucking petty as shit. But you brought this upon yourself.
They started it, so I was like,
All right, so we're gonna go ahead and get to our spoiler-free review of John Wick 3, John Wick Parabellum.
I always thought it was parabola or something like that. I didn't realize parabellum actually meant something else in Latin. I probably could have, you know, Google searched that, but no.
This takes place directly after the end of John Wick 2, so it picks up immediately after John Wick 2. Mm-hmm. John Wick 3 starts with him. He has an hour before he is excommunicado. He's kicked out of the... again, we keep calling it like the Assassin's Guild.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The League of Somebodies.
Yeah. Before he's kicked out and there's a bounty on his head and being hunted by basically all of the assassins in New York City. There is a story here. The story's probably the weakest part of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
The story is not in the trailer, so we're not kind of going to get involved into that. Yeah, the story's whatever.
Yeah.
It's a set piece to move you from... action scene to action scene to action scene.
It is literally the
plate. But it gets in the way.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It is the plate that your food is on. The problem is that it's one of those crazy little plates with, like, the raised areas and stuff. And yeah, you're like, okay. I don't mind if my stuff... It's okay if it meshes... Oh, come on. I like putting my rice and beans
that's
together.
That's kind of a good analogy. I like that. Yeah. That's good.
At least for John Wick. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's... story is the weakest part of this. It does get in the way sometimes.
It's not terrible. It's just...
No, it's just... I feel like they didn't worry about the story, but then they were like, well, we need to add a story, and they're like, what about this? I'm like, yeah, fuck it.
It's kind of like if you're watching it, playing a video game that's like nothing but action scenes, you're like, we should put a story mode
This reminds me, I've been playing Wildlands recently. Reminds me of Wildlands, where I run in and just murder the fuck out of everybody.
Yep.
And then this little pop-up comes like, here's some story, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here, I ain't done killing people. That's like exactly what it reminds me of.
You know, I had a weird flashback, and I know this is way off track, but you remember the old cartoon reboot?
No.
You don't remember the old CG cartoon reboot?
No.
It's just about the idea of, like, there being, it's this delightful thing about people playing games, and that the people you're playing, the AI, essentially live in a world. And I was like, Can you imagine how fucked up a reboot would be nowadays with how terrible people are with what TK does in freaking... like Ghost Recon?
I haven't done any of those cool things yet of, like, taking a prisoner or putting him on a plane and jumping out of the plane.
The first time I played Ghost Recon,
but I
didn't know you got a parachute. You had to buy a parachute.
Yeah.
So I got in a helicopter with a bunch of people, and they're like, oh, we're over the drop zone. And they all jump out. I'm like, hey, guys, how do you get a parachute? And the guy's like, you didn't buy one yet? And that's how it went all the way down.
You didn't switch seats?
No, I didn't know how to switch seats at that time.
I was playing with my buddy Bill last night, and he doesn't have a parachute, and I was just flying, and I was like, all right, later, man. And I just, you know, jump out, and he's like, well, we're going to find out if I can switch seats or not. But yeah.
Yes.
Back to John Wick. The story is, the action is awesome still. Mm-hmm. I think they find a way to put something into each of these movies where you're like, what the fuck? How did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, the cinematography is pretty flawless. There are some choreography moments where you're like, I can see...
someone telegraphed what's going to happen. Yeah, they knew, or they waited for a punch kind of thing.
Right. But for the most part, the cinematography is excellent. Mm. The gunplay is excellent.
Swordplay is fun.
Yes. I feel like they need to find a different weapon, and I don't know what they can add to it.
I know.
Like, maybe a bow staff, but, like...
I'm trying to think of...
You don't want to make John an expert in everything, because then you're just like, okay.
This one, I think, focuses more on hand-to-hand stuff than the previous movies. There's a lot more.
Especially the last two fight scenes.
Yeah.
Which are like a half an hour long. They're long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're...
Like the last like three fight scenes.
Well, my thought is that they're almost... Yeah. They almost get to the point of exhaustion, but they don't quite get there.
Right.
Which is good, because you definitely don't want to be exhausted by a movie, but I had a great time.
Yeah, I still love these movies.
They're fucking roller coasters. I can't wait for more. Like, we saw the trailer for, hopefully, another Chick Wick thing.
Yeah.
I'm curious about that. I'm, like, all for it.
Yeah, Anna looks cool.
I just give me more, because it's fun action scenes. It gives us what us want. We get a chance to see all the shit
trailer. She's beating people up with fucking plates and shit. I'm like,
done.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, here, have story. And I'm like, no.
I don't need to. Shh.
You're getting in your own way. Just show me more of that, please.
Exactly.
Yeah, but we both really like John Wick 3. Shocker.
I'm very glad it's not a shocker, because I would have been so sad if I hated this. That would have made me very
sad. An hour and a half of him with Halle Berry and Shocker.
God.
Halle Berry. She's nice.
I just as an unsung thing, the random tattooed ladies for Telegraph Press are back again. I don't care why. I just
And Robin Lord Taylor for, like...
Who's that?
Penguin.
Yeah! I mean, not spoilers.
He's not in the trailers or anything, but he's a cameo, essentially.
But it's one of those things they did in the second chapter, the second movie thing. They just had them randomly there, and you're like, I don't know why, but I like what you're doing. It's like, I like the cut of your jib.
And they are, like, tattooed.
Yeah,
they are. All right, so we both actually really like John Wick. We recommend that you go see it. We're going to come back with a little bit of a spoiler-filled review at the end of the episode. But we are going to get to our streaming review, which was brought to you by me. I said it was on Netflix. I was wrong because I couldn't fucking find it. It's on HBO Go.
Yeah, I was trying to find it too. I forgot that you said it was Netflix.
I was like, did I say it? But The Danish Girl on HBO Go stars Eddie Redmayne, a woman, and Amber Heard. I don't know who the woman was. His wife was...
How is that Amber Heard?
Amber Heard was the sister? The
friend is what I got.
Whatever maybe she was. Yeah, the dancer.
Yeah.
The ballerina. And essentially it's the story of a man who is transgender and is leading a normal life. He's a painter. He's married for like 6 years. He's actually trying to make a family, essentially. Yeah. And at one point, she's also a painter, and she's missing her model. And she's like, hey, I need you to just like hold this stuff. And and it kind of awakens like, oh, hey, I like this stuff.
Yeah.
And what I really liked is it takes place in the 20s, which...
Wow. No. Yeah.
Like, this stuff is not allowed. No.
Yeah. It's, like, completely, like... That's huge faux pas.
And the fact that at one point in the movie, she's in bed, like, reading or something, and he sits down, and she's feeling frisky. And she starts, like, rubbing against him, and he's wearing, like, a brassiere underneath.
Yeah.
And she's just like, all right. Like, doesn't judge him for anything. She's like, all right, cool, let's do this. Like, and so I really liked how they portrayed her as a person that loves her husband.
Yeah.
And then how they also portrayed him and then his trans... And like, I know this is a touchy subject on like, trans and stuff, so, like, I don't want to say anything incorrectly, but his trans...
Transition?
Persona?
Yeah.
Of Lily and how she's a completely different person than Ina.
Yeah.
Which I fucking hated that name. Took me forever to get Ina, and I was like, but whatever. And you start to see Lily and the wife's, and I can't remember her name, unfortunately.
I can't remember her name either.
Their relationship morph into more of a friendship, which that was fine. Like, that's what Lily wanted, but the wife was like, but you're still my husband.
Yeah.
Like, I still love you. And she like starts kind of technically having an affair with a friend, but it's not like... I really liked how they portrayed all the characters and the humanity behind all of the characters. And you could see the difference between Ina and Lily and even the anguish that Ina was going through to become Lily. Towards the end of the movie, Lily has a surgery to remove Ina's parts and build Lily parts.
Yeah.
Surgery 1 is successful, goes for Surgery 2 to have a vagina basically constructed. Mm-hmm. Surgery 2 is successful.
Yeah.
But Lily is dying, and Lily's like, no, I get to die as me
who I am.
Not in a cage. And it was a really fascinating story. I'm on board with Eddie Redmayne now.
Yeah.
Like, Jupiter's Ascending, I was like, dude, you guys are crazy. I don't know what the fuck you guys are on. This dude is... But seeing him... One, his roles are different. Where Newt is different, and Lily was different, and Ina was different, and...
Stephen Hawking.
Hawking was different. Yeah. Like, his roles are different. But I don't see Eddie Redmayne. Like, I see somebody... Just what you're supposed to see with an actor. Like, somebody portraying something as opposed to... Like, we get afraid of, like, big name, like, Will Smith.
Yeah, like being Will Smith in a Will Smith movie.
Exactly. Could he be Deadshot? And you're like, he's just Will Smith.
Will Smith has Deadshot.
Yeah. And I didn't really see Eddie Redmayne as Eddie Redmayne with lipstick on or whatever.
Yeah.
It was, I could see him being a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And the characters, the three main characters, the Ina, I guess four now, Lily... The wife, and then
Ina's best friend.
Ina's best friend from school.
Yeah.
They were all really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a really well done movie. This is probably a movie I'll never watch again, just because it's a very slow, drama-filled movie. But I really like this movie.
Yeah, Jackie and I actually watched it together, and it was...
It's heavy.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah.
As in, not like, one, you're right, 100%, the acting is amazing, the cinematography is great, the score is really good,
because
it really sells those things. Like, Jackie even made a point, like, she can tell by the opening scores most movies if she's really going to dig it or not, and, like, the opening score and ending score are fantastic. But it's hard to watch because it feels visceral, it feels real, you see the conflict. And, like,
well, then I guess because I didn't realize it was real.
Yeah,
that
it's the... Like, based off the diaries.
I had no idea it was based on a real story.
I didn't know how much, but I knew it was based off the first, not reported, but the first real documented, I guess, experience of that. But, it, like, seeing Eddie Redmayne doing such a genuine job of two roles, it kind of, I'm going to be very careful on this, but it's very, like, how I felt when I saw, oh my God, I can't think of his name, in Split.
McAvoy.
McAvoy, because McAvoy, like, his persona, his demeanor, everything changes. His tone, everything. And I even like how in this movie they even go to that point of, like, is it schizophrenia? Like, he sees that. That's when he starts running away, because they would lock him up.
Right. And they were going to.
Yeah. And, like, he talks to so many doctors, and that there's so much, like, research and that other things going on, and the idea of people, like, are you homosexual? And I liked how they even approached that. Is like, he's like, it's okay, he's homosexual. I'm not. I'm a woman. And it's like, that's the kind of stuff that is, it is hard to wrap your head around for someone who hasn't been around that stuff or lived in those kind of shoes.
It's also hard to portray that just on film.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is like, these are fucking difficult things to portray, and they did it really well.
Yeah.
Like, again, I saw the differences, and I saw the transition of me going like, okay, you view Eddie Redmayne as Ina. And then you start seeing, okay, it's Eddie Redmayne as Ina in drag. And then you start seeing, it's like, no, it's two personas.
Yeah,
and you see as the evolution, you're like, okay, no, it's not a persona. As you start realizing that actually the other one was a mask, and then he's trying to live up to social norms.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is he started growing up his own things, and start really, he lives dual lives, and then he starts basically shuttering one lives. As an audience, it's an evolution to watch you watch through a character kind of thing. Hard to just saying that it is a really fucking good movie, and to your point, I now see stuff like Jupiter's Ascending and stuff like that, that those are flukes in the directing or editing or whatever, because my fucking God, he is really good.
He's really good. And I've really liked him in the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
Because
he plays that wonderfully awkward, real character.
Yeah, he's amazing. Like, I'm a big fan of him now.
Yeah. I'm glad we watched it.
Yeah, it was...
I won't say repeat viewing, but
it's heavy, and it's not something that I'm like, yeah, I'm going to sit down. It's like Schindler's List, where you're like, Schindler's List is great, but rarely you're like, man, I want to watch Schindler's List today.
I've actually thought about watching Schindler's List, but I'm like, I literally think to myself, I'm like, am I ready for that right
now? It's rough, and it's visceral, but it's true. I mean, as true as you can get.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm sure there's, like, glorifications on it. But, right. Again, you see people are... Humans are flawed.
Yeah.
Humans are inherently flawed.
And especially so. If it's... And as much as it was Inez and Lily's story, it was the wife's story, too. Yeah. And I felt that he did a good job of giving everybody screen time where you could see what she was going through.
Yeah.
Also what Ina and Lily were going through. And
they didn't make her always the victim.
Yeah, like, they didn't make her a villain either. Of
they
like,
made them both. It's like, they're humans.
Right. They're both going to make mistakes going through this. There are times where you're like, where Lily does something, you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
And there are times where she does something, you're like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. But like, you understand where they're coming from as a human.
Yeah.
And it was a powerful movie. I actually really liked this movie.
Yeah. I goddamn, man, I want to see him in more shit.
Yeah. So we both recommend The Danish Girl. It's kind of off the beating path of our typical normal movies.
Yeah.
So we're not going to watch a movie this week because we are going to be at Phoenix Comic Con next week.
Yeah.
Next week's panel. Okay. So we're going to record, probably like we normally do, our summer movie preview panel at PCC. Mm-hmm. We'll probably stream it on Facebook again like we normally do. It'll post... probably Tuesday or Wednesday the 30th?
I think so.
Whatever that Tuesday, yeah. That Tuesday or Wednesday, that 30th, the 29th, whatever. Like, because Memorial Day, we will kind of still be getting back from Comic-Con and editing and all those things. And so it'll be about a day or two late, but it will be up. We'll stream it live on Facebook so you can see the panel live. We do have three panels that we're on. We're on a panel Friday. I've been posting the information. I'll be posting the information again on our Facebook page.
You'll be posting it on my text messages. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll remind you a bunch of times. I'm like, hey, our panel is at this time at this room. But Friday we have a panel, which is new to us. We've never done something like this before.
Yeah.
Everybody I tell it to is like, that's interesting. I'm interested in this panel. Then we'll see how many people show up.
Yeah.
People are always... But we're doing a panel where you bring us a panel and we host your panel for 5 minutes. So basically, if you've got social anxiety or you just didn't have time to schedule a panel or you just don't want to do a panel but you have an idea for a panel, you bring it to us, you tell us, hey, why do you think Flatliners is the best movie ever? And the reason I said Flatliners is because I just looked over and saw it. But
yes.
And so we will sell you on why Flatliners is the best movie ever.
Yep.
What we're hoping, encouraging, and fearing is you bring us something that we don't know anything about. And for 5 minutes, we're going to have to BS the fuck out of a panel for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to happen.
Yep.
In fact, each of us are coming up with a panel for the other to host. And just like some of our roundtable episodes, we don't know what the other person's bringing until they tell us at the panel. You're going to hate the fuck out of me for mine.
Kind of doing the same thing, so it's all right. You know, I'm remembering a certain time when we did this whole movie thing, and we did a war, and it ended pretty quickly.
It's because we started out just, like, punching each other in the dick.
We
and
did.
I was like, okay.
And I was like, all right.
Maybe we should watch something we
want to
see.
I like you. I want to like you.
Fuck. And then Saturday is going to be our summer movie preview panel. We've done that many times.
I always
but
love it.
That's my favorite panel of every year.
It's
episode of every year.
It's always easy because it's fun.
And it's the reason we started the podcast was to talk movies and to review movies and stuff. And then Sunday, there's a panel that me and my wife are actually doing, but it's still under the Sprig and Ziggy header of cosplaying as a couple. Different things that we've done as a couple.
Yeah.
I've got some friends that have submitted some photos of where we're going to be using some of their stories and things that they've done that aren't necessarily a couple. But yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean that I keep forgetting that Comic-Con's next week. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Like I'm actually excited just to be there and hang out. I hope it's cool enough.
I think I'm excited. It's supposed to be like in the low 90s.
I'm really hoping because it'll be magical. So.
It's again, this is fucking weird.
Yeah.
I don't think global warming was real, right?
Yeah, no, if only.
Climate change. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's nerd news. We've got a couple of topics to talk about.
You all right there, buddy?
Where do we start?
It's all good. Start from the beginning.
So the first thing we're going to talk about is we got the trailer for the Maleficent sequel.
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew it was coming, but I didn't really care.
I didn't know the trailer was coming. And after I saw the trailer, I still don't care.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't understand what the love of this is. She looks amazing as
Maleficent. She does.
She's perfect.
Yeah.
And I figured if you were going to release it last week, why not wait a week or two and release it on Aladdin?
Yeah, that would have been good.
But, like... Okay. This seems to be more following the Sleeping Beauty story than what the first Maleficent was.
Well, because they're saying the whole Mistress of Evil... Like, she's full-blown...
She's
looks evil full-blown now. Evil rather than partially good.
Right.
So I'm like, ah, I don't have a lot of want for this.
Not at all. And so, I mean, we'll see it, but I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Fine, I guess. And this will be another movie that the people that can't take their Disney love out of the equation are going to love.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like,
Yeah, I have zero excitement.
Because I see so many people who are like, oh my God, Aladdin looks amazing. I'm like,
does it? Just need to get that as a badge excited, somewhere and just be like,
excited for Lion King. And I'm like, but you've seen Lion King. That was what I wanted to add to this. But like, that's nothing new. I just...
It's how I imagine a lot of people felt when, like, Ant-Man and stuff were announced for Marvel.
I guess.
It's like, as in, like, if you were really into it, you're like, oh, fucking yeah. But everyone else is going like...
The thing that got me with Ant-Man was Paul Rudd and Edgar Wright.
Yeah.
Not Ant-Man.
Like, I'm like, but like, for me, like, I had a different love for it. Like, you could probably look at any of the odd, like, the... people that are casting, like, again, we both agree Maleficent, like, Angelina Jolie as Maleficent is perfect, but the movie itself I couldn't care less about.
I barely remember it.
I forgot it.
And I have no desire to go see it again.
Yeah, and it feels like something where I should probably watch it before.
Probably before seeing the second one, but, like, that means I have to go search it out.
Yeah, and I don't know if I want to make that much of an investment.
Do I really want to search it out?
No.
No. News story number two, Disney has purchased Hulu.
This is just a controlling... They control
everything now because they bought Fox and Fox owned Hulu. So now they basically own
all They have a controlling stake. I think it's 60%. But that's like enough for them to make... Yeah, enough for them to make big things, which is crazy because they're already doing their own streaming service.
Yes.
So I'm not sure...
Maybe they're going to put the ABC stuff on there.
Maybe... They already have ABC stuff on there.
But, like, what I mean is they're not going to put ABC stuff on Disney.
Yeah.
They'll put Disney stuff on Disney Plus, yeah. ABC on Hulu, so they can double dip. Because why would Disney want more money?
I guess so. It's that point we talk about.
It feels weird, doesn't it?
It feels really weird. And I like, actually, Hulu. Hulu is something I actually use more than Netflix now. Because yeah. I watch a lot more shit on Hulu. I enjoy it. Their movie selection's better. I get all of the shows that I don't DVR at all. Yeah. So yeah.
No, Hulu's like, amazing. Yeah. And I need to re-up. I think I need to just actually buy Hulu.
Yeah, I love it.
I think it's like $7 a month, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you have Spotify, you actually get it free. The ad plus, the one with ads, you can get it free. If you have if you pay for the Spotify membership, which I think Sarah does.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you have
she
to
does.
You're going to have to deal with ads, though.
We're going to talk about ads in just a second.
Ads.
Speaking of ads.
Everybody's got ads.
I don't know why they didn't fucking do this to begin with, and this pisses me off that they didn't, but they finally brought it. You can watch Cobra Kai on YouTube now, but it just has ads. Okay, perfect.
I totally forgot Cobra Kai was a thing.
Because you had to pay for YouTube Premium. I'm like, I'm not paying $15 a month for YouTube. Yeah. And I know people are like, you can cancel it. That's putting the onus on me to remember to cancel it. I would just... why don't you have YouTube Premium, have it premiere on YouTube Premium with no commercials, a week later, put it on regular YouTube with commercials.
Yeah.
What's the fucking problem? Like, I don't understand why it took 2 years to do this thing.
Did it really take... It's been out for 2 years.
Season 2 just came out, and it got renewed for Season 3. And everything I've heard of Cobra Kai is it is... absolutely amazing, and I've wanted to watch it, but I refuse to pay for YouTube because I can't. We've talked about this. I can't do all of these paid services.
Well, it basically racks up to basically just a cable bill.
More.
Yeah. I gotta honestly be honest.
I
do.
Honestly, this is like, I'm honestly gonna lie to you.
So I've never seen Karate Kid all the way through. I don't have a huge love for Karate Kid. In fact, I like the new Karate Kid because I enjoyed it, and I couldn't really get into the old ones. But I haven't really sat through and watched them. So, with that being said...
But you know how Karate Kid... That's one of those movies that you haven't seen it and you know how it
is. I know Karate Kid. That's
why... The crane kick. You know how
it is. Like I said, I like the new one with Jackie Chan and stuff. Like, I actually enjoyed that one. It was fun.
I haven't seen the new one, but it's fun.
But I have no love or care for Cobra Kai, but I know a lot of people are huge into it. And I was like, meh. Literally, like, jerk off two ways. It's great that they're doing this because it's a better way for them to expand their profit margin. And I totally get the people who love and use YouTube. Like, YouTube's like a tertiary thing for me. Like, I do like it when I want to go through things. And I understand the benefit of having it for premium is that you can download the stuff so you can watch it on the go kind of shit. But I'm not that steady of a user.
No, the only, like, I use YouTube at home. Like, if I'm looking for tutorials or something, I'll use it. Or if I'm at work and, like, I'm doing things where I'm in a stationary position for an hour or two, where I'll pop it on and listen to commentary on something or whatever. But, like, I don't go to YouTube to watch many things. It's, tutorials is, like, the only thing that I watch.
It's a tool. Yes. An assist more than it is entertainment.
Yes. It's...
for me.
I mean, it's like Google. Like, you don't go to Google just to look at the home screen.
Yeah.
You go to Google to take you somewhere else.
Yep.
And that's kind of how YouTube is.
But cool for Cobra Kai.
Sure. I mean, like, I'm going to watch the fuck out of this now. Like, I'm excited to watch it.
Okay. You'll have to tell me.
I did, however, use YouTube to watch 2 hours worth of TV, and it is glorious.
Shit, I'm so sad. I was gonna recommend that as a suggestion for us to do streaming suggestion, but
that's what fine. Was that?
If it's the 2 hours that I think you watched.
The God of War documentary?
Yeah. Dude. I really need to watch it.
You... If you like
God of... It was going to be my streaming suggestion.
If you liked God of War or God of War PS4, like, if you like Kratos, if you like video games...
Yeah.
If you like seeing how people make movies, because this is kind of like a movie, this is amazing.
Yeah.
One, you get to see that, like, the ebbs and flows of what happened at Sony Santa Monica. Like, you get Corey Barlog coming back. You have them moving studios. You have them shuttering. Fuck. There was another game they were working on that had like 200, 140 people working on it that got canceled, and all those people had to come over to God of War. And he's like, we're still kind of in pre-production, so I have to find work for these people. Oh. And like, they were working on something different, and they didn't know what we were working on yet because nobody knew what we were working on. And it shows just how... the characters, like, you get the character of Kratos,
Christopher Judge.
Christopher
fucking
Judge.
Love him. Stargate man.
You get the little kid who played Atreus. You get what's Freya from Freya? Milfheim.
I'll allow it. Because, yeah.
But you get them doing, like, mocap and voice acting, and then it gets heavy. Really heavy at the end that, like, Christopher Judge is crying. And Corey Balrog is crying, and Shannon something, the president of Sony Santa Monica, they're all crying because they're talking about basically what they've had to sacrifice to be part of either in movies with Christopher Judge or the video games or whatever, and like, it gets pretty heavy. And they show the 2016 announcement at E3, which I remember, still remember, was one of my fucking favorite things. Like, I still get chills. And so they were showing it, and like, I knew what was happening, and still got chills from everything happening, because apparently, like, the game was broken, like, a week beforehand. They were like, we don't know if this is going to work. It's just a fascinating documentary, and I highly recommend it if you like Kratos, if you like video games, if you like, just anything of just... how they went about making this game. It's an amazing documentary.
No, it's on my list. Like, I started watching it. I literally started watching it. I was like, this needs to be on a bigger screen.
It made me want to go back and play God of War again.
I've been wanting to.
And I have no reason to. Like, I have the Platinum. There's no DLC.
There's New Game Plus, right?
There is New Game Plus. It's been deleted from my hard drive because it takes a lot of space.
Yeah, no, I actually just did that yesterday.
And I'm like, fuck, I want to go back and play this because there's a lot that... is in the game that you don't quite... it doesn't sink in until you get to the end. And then by the time you get to the end, you kind of forget a lot of the stuff that you want to go back. But, man, I
don't know if it was an excerpt from that, but I did watch a little part of it where it was talking about that scene.
Yes! And it's like, not part of it. Which is weird. But like, yes, I saw that too.
I saw that.
That's what made me watch the documentary.
Yeah, because I saw that scene and I'm like, oh, shit. Because I'm like, I literally, and that like same day, like I shared it. And I was like, that same day, I looked at my memories. And that was the day that you and I had the text message about it. Like back and forth. Because I know I saw it. And I was like, because you post is like, when that moment happens. And then you're like, the whole like the message, everything that came. Oh, fuck, man. I remember that so much. Because I'm just sitting with Jackie going like, oh, my God. It's happening. I think it's happening.
The fact that had a life, I was like, expected. I was like, I didn't.
Yeah.
Actually, I felt because he threw away everything from Greece.
And it's so far
away. I mean, we can talk about what happens now. It's 2 years.
But I mean, it's it's so far away, like...
We're going to actually talk about spoilers in video games in a second, too.
They spent so long trying to, like, tell you that, no, this is not coming back.
Right,
and then you get the blades, and you're just like... And it feels so
good. Dude.
And it... For the player and the character... It's so easy to go into that again, which is the terrifying part of it.
Yeah, actually, because he just starts fucking just waylacing on everything, and he's
like, I don't want to do this.
That's a good, a real good introspective look at that.
Fuck.
Speaking of video games and spoilers, there is a movement currently to... not a bowel movement, but...
Good, because we're in a small room.
There's a movement going around of not spoiling Final Fantasy VII.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. You know,
what?
The moment in Final Fantasy VII.
What?
People are talking about don't spoil... And... Look, if you haven't played Final Fantasy VII, one, play it. Two, the game is 20 years old. Now,
I can't tell, I'm leaning in heavier to the mic because I'm like, what?
Now, if somebody says, I have never played it, I'm not going to run up to him and be like, dude, Sephiroth stabs Aerys through the fucking stomach and she dies.
I thought we were talking about when Jesse dies, I'm sorry.
Big wedge.
Yes.
But, like, I'm not going to not talk about...
A game that's been out for over 20 years.
The game is 20 years old.
Yeah.
You can play the game right now.
What if
it changed
that moment?
You can't. It's too integral to Cloud. Because he loses himself.
Yeah. And then you do the whole... By the way, I'm playing... Yeah. Oh, my God.
And, like, if you just leave... Those were the days where you couldn't, like, pause anything. So you had to, if you had to pee or whatever, you just got up and left your PlayStation. Or if you got really fucking tired and fell asleep during cutscenes, it just stayed there. So you could have hours of just... Not gonna say that didn't happen to me, because it did.
Yep. I'm playing through it again still on
PH.
Oh yeah, because that's why I was waiting for Ghost Recon when I was downloading. I started going back because it's something I knew I can easily fall into.
Yeah.
And I don't give a shit. I'm playing on the unlimited like stuff.
Sure.
Just because I want to beat through it for a story.
Yeah.
Just got through Cosmo Canyon, and I will still, although I know it doesn't age well. Cosmo Canyon.
That is the saddest part of the game.
I fucking love that part. One, the music is on point.
Yes.
The story is on point. Like,
that
fucking
is
amazing. Like, oh.
That actually made me fall in love with Final Fantasy VII, was that part.
Yeah.
Because, like, it was fine.
With his, oh,
it's
like
a regular...
Dad,
yeah, it's a regular RPG, and I'd been playing RPGs, so I was like, okay. And that was like, this is deep.
Mm-hmm.
Holy fuck. Like, he grew up as his dad abandoned him, and he hated his father, and he realized, like, no, his father protected and saved the village, and then he's having a moment with his dad, and his dad's turned to stone, but
still
is crying. Like, oh, it's so fucking deep, and like, you didn't get that in video games.
Nope.
And
that is the reason why there's actually an orchestral version of Cosmo Canyon theme that, like, dude, if you ever want a running theme, fucking A. But yes, that's so odd.
Yeah,
to your point, I'm not gonna run up and someone says I haven't played it.
Yes,
that's just a douche move to
do. No,
me,
that's
no matter
totally
what. But talking openly about a game that's been out there for 20 years
that you can play right now and find all the storylines,
yeah,
because you can, that's not something you can change. That's so integral to Cloud.
Yeah,
even though I don't understand why he just up and ditches Tifa for Aerys. Like,
dude,
Aerys just shows up and he's like, hey.
I love,
like, for no reason.
I love Tifa so much more this play around, but I'm really also trying to get the damn trophy for, you know, the date with Barrett, and I'm like, ah.
Oh, yeah. I need to get that trophy. I need to go back and get the platinum. I'll do it at some point. It's really easy with the cheats.
Oh, God. I'm blazing through it, and
yeah.
I'm like, I love this, though. That's why I'm so sad of, I want to play Final Fantasy VIII again so bad, but why the fuck isn't there an HD version of it? Oh, yeah, he's doing masturbation faces on things all those face.
Fuck,
like,
I play the fuck out of
it. I tried playing my PSP and it was glitching out so bad.
I
like,
don't understand.
Or PS Vita, sorry.
Yeah, I don't understand why they just ignored
it. I really feel like they may have lost something.
There has to be something, that, and you'll never get it from Square because they're...
They're like, it's coming out after Final Fantasy VII and Kingdom Hearts 4. And Final Fantasy
VII. We don't know what it means, which is really weird, but Sony and Microsoft have a deal to share, like, cloud computing and...
The Azure cloud.
But that's all they said. They... Huh?
That's a BFD.
It could be.
But, like, that... What I would love... I love exclusives. I actually don't hate the exclusives as much as everyone else kind of does. No. But, like, I love the idea of there being exclusives to the platform and stuff. Yeah. But I really want it to be, like, I can play on Xbox, you can play on PlayStation 4.
Wildlands.
Yeah.
Would be a perfect example.
It'd be fucking amazing. Like, where, I don't care.
Yeah. We could play together. And it can be done, because it's been done with video games. It's not...
And that's
I'm sure it's difficult, but it's not...
Impossible.
Impossible. I would like to see that. And again, I'm with you where... I love exclusives. Mm-hmm. Like, I get exclusives. And even if you want to be like, hey, you can play Ghost Recon 5 on PlayStation, mm-hmm. but on Xbox, you get access to this village and these guns and this map a month early.
Yeah, and I don't care about that, really.
Typically, I don't either.
If you're a PC person, you hate it, of course. Cause, you
know, I mean,
but I'm sorry. That, like, every time I hear that stuff, I'm just like,
fucking nerd.
But Microsoft's making huge plays. Like, them with Nintendo, them with, like, Sony. And they're not saying, like,
hey, but you, I think if you look into it, it kind of shows that Microsoft's in trouble.
I don't think so. I think they're in trouble this generation, but I think they're making plays for the future.
I mean, they're still making money,
yeah.
but they don't have the mindshare. Nowhere near the mindshare. And I personally feel that Microsoft has failed their fans with the Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't think of anything that's exclusive... Save for Forza. Gears hasn't come out yet?
Well, Gears 4 did. That was exclusive to Xbox One. Halo.
I didn't even play it. So, like, it fell... And I loved Gears 1. Yeah. Like, I was like, holy fuck! Now, granted, maybe because it hasn't done anything different, then I'm like, I'm done with you, Gears.
But I definitely...
As far as I know, Halo's not up to standard, up to snuff of what people feel Halo should be.
Multiplayer was really good. The single player was pretty shit. I feel like it's the Maycopa portion kind of thing where, like, they understand, like, they're sailing this out. They understand what it is. So they're doing their best to prepare themselves for the future-wise.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They bought the game studios and stuff. A lot of the shit that they're... Won't see fruition.
I love that they bought the game studios.
I do, too.
Except for Obsidian.
Why?
Because that means I'm going to have to buy the next Xbox. If Obsidian does, like, something I'm interested in, I'm like, fuck.
I don't do Mass Effect. What are they... They do...
They did Stick of Truth.
Oh, right.
They
did Fallout 2, New Vegas.
They did New Vegas, and they did something recently that I can't put my brain on it right now. But
I love that they're doing that stuff. I feel like it's them understanding what they are and knowing that they have to move forward.
Right.
And they can't do much about it now. In fact, throwing in there is like literally throwing more stuff on the sinking ship kind of thing. Like, it's serviceable. It'll carry over for now. It's like, what do you do afterwards? And I think they're making huge plays for the Nintendo thing is... They don't need to compete with Nintendo, but they're finding, like, what is it? I took a negotiation course, and all I can think about is, like, making more pieces of a... Or getting a bit of pieces, more pieces for a bigger pie, essentially. They're finding ways to make more money, to become more ingrained in people, that if you can put the Xbox brand on a Nintendo system, that expands mind share.
That's so weird.
If they
That's
can,
still so weird.
If people know, and they have, like, subtle ways of saying, like, maybe they pave the way of, like, cross-brand gaming. I don't know what the fuck they're going to do with the computer gaming, but I know that... Sony doesn't have the money to dive into the they're not going to. Look at their TVs.
They'll say Sony doesn't have the
no,
money.
No, but they're not going to make the investment into cloud gaming, stuff like that. So
they
that
bought knowing Gaikai for...
That's streaming different than cloud, though.
Nah.
Yeah, because it's like, imagine that's like you're playing something, but something that's actually rendering. They're different. I know fundamentally they're different, and that's why like they can't just rely on Gaikai. But yeah, I'm actually excited. I love seeing that they're doing that.
This would be interesting to see if something actually comes out of this, or if this is more of like business.
Yeah, just business, and behind the scenes kind of shit.
But another thing that Sony is finally fucking getting.
Fast.com.
Why did it take forever? EA Access is finally coming to the PlayStation.
I don't know. I don't know why it took them so long. I don't care as much about it, but I'm like, why would you restrict services for?
Because probably because they didn't make as much of a cut.
Mm-hmm.
Because EA Access is only $30 a year.
Yeah.
Well, they get 20% of that. Where one copy of Madden is $60, they get $20 for everyone. So like
maybe
every one copy of Madden, they basically make up for what they would get from anything from Access.
Yeah.
But they get 30% of everything, you know, DLC.
Yeah.
Games that you purchase, and you get like a 10% discount from EA Games if you have EA Origin or Access.
I guess. I don't know.
No.
Okay.
I'm interested, especially if, like, does this launch with, like, Anthem?
I would actually, like, I really want to play Anthem in about, like, a couple months.
And then, if it does, how much of a slap in the face is that to the people that bought Anthem? Because, like, apparently it is fucking dead. Dead. Dead! It has been John Wicked.
Oh, that's pretty dead. That's like double tap, triple tap dead. Like, he quadruple taps some
stopped,
people.
It's one of the things he stopped doing as much. I'm interested in this. For $30, again, it's another subscription, but like for $30 for, I mean, if you're going to give me Battlefield and Mass Effect and Dragon Age, and like, you're just giving me these games and then 10% off, I'm like, I might think about it.
I'm not as interested about it, but I'm all for more choices. Especially, it's like the back in the day when we were doing, like, they were doing streaming stuff, and it was such a big deal to get, like, Netflix onto a platform or Hulu onto a platform and HBO. And that was just like, you should already be there. And I don't understand why you'd be gatekeepers.
I remember having to put a disc in on my PS3 to watch Netflix.
Yeah. I never did that. I did it on my Wii.
Like,
back in the day. Back in the day.
Really? That's interesting. We'll see when it actually comes to the platform. There's no release date on that.
You right there, buddy?
Sorry. No.
Cool. It's fine. Sorry. Just let it go.
I really don't want to talk about this. And I got so many messages and everyone was like, I'm sure you've seen or this or that. We have our new Batman.
Oh, yeah. I'm okay with that.
Get the fuck out of my life. He's horrendous.
Robert Pattinson. He's horrendous.
In everything. I've seen him in other things. One, he's bad in Harry Potter. He's bad in Remember Me. He's bad in Jaime. Like, he's fucking bad. And, oh. Robert Pattinson will be the new Batman.
Tell me how you really feel.
It seems like they're remaking Batman Returns almost, where Penguin and Catwoman are also going to be in it. Now, I did see some perfect fan casting. I was like, oh, for Penguin, they want Varys from Game of Thrones. Oh, right? Gosh. As soon as I saw that, I was like, dude, that's perfect.
Dude. Because he could play the mastermind kind of thing really well.
That's so perfect. I would love it.
I didn't know they're remaking Returns. They're reusing the
assets.
The rogues and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm like,
I don't know. Pardon me. I don't know if Catwoman is going to be a villain or a hero, but she toes the line, so she's going to end up being. But like,
my thought is this: is that I'm trying to hold out until I see it, and if it's terrible and I see it, then there you go. But it's like, because it
there was a very
similar thing with Batfleck.
I was on board with Batfleck, though.
No, you were, but there's a very similar backstory to Batfleck.
So Both of us were like, give Leto a chance. We really like him as an actor. I don't know what the fuck we were on.
Yeah.
And then he was horrendous.
Yeah, he was. So I'm like, Rob Pack could be totally terrible. But I'm just like,
At this point, can Disney buy WB so Kevin Feige can start making the DC movies, please?
And then it'll be, again...
Like, now I'm okay with Disney owning everything. Like, this is bullshit.
They just have to touch your back.
I'm so... And he's going to have to get ripped.
He is.
And granted, I know that's probably the least of the concerns, because he can afford to have a personal trainer. It'll be in his contract or whatever to have a chef and a personal trainer and blah, blah, blah. But, like, I still would like... Now, maybe this is going to be a Batman Beyond story. Maybe. I highly doubt it.
I really would want Batman Beyond, but they're not going to give us Batman Beyond until we've had a Batman movie to establish and then kill him off, essentially.
That actor has to stay around.
Yeah.
Because, like, the nerds want a Batman Beyond story, but if you ask people who Batman is, nobody's going to say Terry McGinnis.
Nope.
Nobody. And if you say, who's Terry McGinnis, they're probably going to be like, huh? I don't know.
Yeah.
Isn't he that dude that writes movies and books or whatever? And you'd be like, no.
Aww.
But, like... People, the muggles know Bruce Wayne is Batman. they don't know Terry McGinnis is Batman. And if you do that, you have to really have a solid foundation to introduce that type of movie.
Yeah.
You could do it.
My thought is, if you ever want someone to stick around, Rob Pat is someone who's probably going to stick around. Look at how long and dedicated he was to Bella.
out and said that he doesn't want to do these type of movies. Like, he wants to do more independent. Like
Rob Pat did?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
And so it's weird to pull him into this. And, like, but one, credit to him, because you know
he's going to get...
He had to have known that he was just going to get destroyed when this information came out.
Yeah.
And people make the memes of the sparkly Batman. Oh, like, I can see him as other roles other than fucking Edward Cullen.
Yeah.
I haven't liked him in anything that I've seen him in. And it's not just Twilight. I'm so beyond...
that was a good one. I like it.
But I'm so beyond trepidatious. Like, I'm concerned. Now, I will go into it and be like, all right, show me what you got.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm super concerned.
You have a lot of concerns. It's good to air those. And I'm like, you've done it in a more cordial way than other people did.
Well, I mean,
that's my... Like, I agree. You're not wrong. You are not wrong. The biggest thing we've known him from is Twilight.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what else he's done.
Right.
The biggest thing you know him is from Twilight. It's like when you see Harry Potter doing those crazy-ass shit like Swiss Army Man. Fucking weird. You see it, unfortunately, as... Harry Potter in there, not Daniel Radcliffe generally, and it takes them a while to get past that. So,
and some never really do.
No,
I mean, it. Mark Hamill is still Luke Skywalker.
Yes, he is. Joker,
but he, that's a voice.
Yeah, as a person, yeah.
Like, as an actor, he's been in other things, but he's Luke Skywalker. Like, you always see him, you see Luke Skywalker.
Yeah,
Harrison Ford is one of the few that's been like, well, no, I'm also this. And also
he's like
this.
Action star.
But he's had so many iconic, like, meet Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
He's had so many iconic roles that you're just like, okay. You don't look at him and just see Neo. You see Ted. You see the dude from Speed.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, okay, I see you're you like, in other things.
I see you all together.
And John Wick. But, yeah. Like...
No, it's a valid concern. And I saw it and I was like, oh. And it was, like, rumored. I'm like, that's an odd rumor. Still, confirmed. I'm like, that's an odd Clive confirmed.
Owen. Still want Clive Owen. I mean, he's like probably too old now.
Clive Owen would be so great as an older Batman to transition to Harry McGinnis. Because I agree, he's Harry got that. It'd be great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, no. No.
But, I mean, could you imagine two Batman fighting? That would be amazing, because you have Beyond and Batman. Mm-hmm. And then somebody figures out that Bruce Wayne is Batman. So you have Bruce Wayne stand, and then Batman comes around the corner. He's like, huh, we work together. I use his money, but I'm not him. And he's like, yeah, see? Ha, ha, ha. Fucking let me...
That's all right, buddy.
I'm so tired. I don't want this.
Is the bell ringing?
It's like butt stuff. I don't want this.
Yeah, exactly. Just take it.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which was brought to you by me. And I wanted to know which MCU death had the biggest impact on you. We got our answer from TK, and he went with... I did say we were going to spoil Endgame, because Endgame counted. So he went with Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Which I could see. Like, yeah. He had a real, real good story arc.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the characters in Game of Thrones this season.
Spoilers on that. Double spoiler.
I didn't spoil anything.
Yeah. Not yet. But they did. They spoiled the pot.
What about you, buddy?
I was trying to think of who died. Like,
right?
The entire time.
Dude, I had the same problem.
I was trying to think of who died the entire way through. And the first one that I could think of besides... My choice is, honestly, it's Tony Stark. It's really hard to get past that because it was a really impactful one. I saw it coming, but that didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones that I can think of, and the only one I could remember, besides Loki, but Loki doesn't count, is Freya from God of War, because it's a mother thing, and they usually do kill off...
Freya from God of War.
No, from Thor, too.
Oh, you said God of War.
I didn't say God of War. I meant to say what is it? Thor 2. Like, because I was like, oh shit, they actually killed... I'm like, they're actually killing off his family. And I'm like, that mother kind of thing was like kind of a big deal. But they didn't really build it up as much. Running spoilers anyway. They gave her much more.
She had more lines in Endgame than she did in Thor 1 and 2.
Yeah. And more than 3. Yeah. But yeah, like, it was really hard to get past from the Tony Stark one. I thought that was really good. I wanted it to be Black Widow, but it wasn't. What about you?
Peggy Carter.
That was a good one.
But just, I don't care about Peggy Carter, but what it did to Cap. Yeah. And what it meant to Cap of, like, my entire life is gone.
Yep.
I'm the same person. My life is gone.
Yeah.
That one was kind of impactful. But yeah, I had the same problem. I was like, who died? I was like, nope, they didn't die. Nope, they didn't die.
Yeah.
Nope, they didn't die. Well, they died, but nope, they didn't die either. So, yeah. Like, none of these matter, really.
That's why, like, I heard a lot of people saying, like, bring Tony Stark. I'm like, please don't.
No.
Please don't. You can bring memories and stuff like that, but please don't bring him back.
Maybe I'll allow a hologram.
Depends on how.
Right.
Depends on how.
He becomes the new Jarvis or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll allow that, but yeah, no. All right. We're not going to do a pod question either, yep, because, again, we're going to have our panels. We're going to be kind of...
I got one, though.
You do have one.
I know. You're surprised.
You might as well write it down. Everything's going to be off for a week, and this happens every time but yeah, so you can see us at Phoenix Comic Con. I know our Instagram page isn't very active, but we typically only use it when we're doing things.
It's an event thing.
So yeah, we'll have our photos from PCC there. If you are at Phoenix Comic Con, please come by and say hi.
Yep.
Take a picture with us. Let us know how much you hate the show.
Yeah, because that means you'll listen. Touch his butt.
Please touch my butt.
You can touch my butt if you really want to, but I think you probably want to touch his butt.
I'm going to touch your butt.
Oh, that's sweet.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, how do I fucking end the show? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to come back with our spoiler-filled review of John Wick 3. So if you don't want to hang around for that, you've been listening to episode 310 of Sprek and Zay Geek. So for Sprek and Zay Geek, I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
And brace your geek.
Have a great week.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into our spoiler-filled review of John Wick Parabellum. John Wick has been excommunicado from the League of Assassins, essentially.
Yeah.
Basically, he has an hour to get his affairs in order, and then everyone is basically going to start hunting him. There's a bounty on his head that's $14 million, mm-hmm, which is a lot of fucking money.
It's really silly because, like, in my mind, I'm like, that's a lot of money. But in movie world, I'm like, that doesn't seem like that much of a money to go after John Wick. But then I'm like,
that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
So John Wick is on the run from everybody coming after him. He's killing a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
He meets up with Halle Berry. He essentially decides to get this plan to meet up with the head of the table. The table's like the...
head leader, dude.
Well, the table is...
a bunch of people. Like a,
yeah. Is just the head of the Assassin's Guild, essentially. And then there's a head of the table.
They prefer Creed. You know, Assassin's Creed. Sorry.
I prefer Rocky, but it's good over there. So he finally hatches this plan to meet with the head of the table. His motivation is really lacking. I felt like he doesn't want to die because he wants to remember his wife.
I
was just like,
So of the three Wicks,
quit trying to give me story.
That's the thing. Of the three Wicks, this one had the most. Did you really need story kind of thing,
yeah,
almost?
Yeah.
And the parts that I enjoyed the most were definitely not the story parts.
No, I don't mind the story.
Yeah.
But there's a good, like, almost 45-minute lull of, mm-hmm, non-John Wickness.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. And the whole reason you're doing this is so that he can remember his wife? Like, it just feels so shallow.
Yeah.
And I understand it's personal to him, but it just feels... bland. Like, you could have come up with something better.
Even him going back to the whole guild thing felt
or odd. Like him and Halle Berry, that could have been their daughter. Ooh. And neither of them, like, they excommunicated the daughter, essentially, where neither of them know where she is. Mm-hmm. And both of them, you know, and he's like, I want to live just because I know that I have a daughter out there, and I want to live because of that.
Yeah.
Something a little smoother, I feel.
Yeah.
But you don't go to John Wick for the story.
Nope.
Thank goodness. And good Lord, I don't know how they continue to keep topping themselves with the very first battle scene is John and this giant dude in the New York library. And he beats the snot out of him with a book.
That was my favorite thing. I was like, oh, dear Lord.
Were those two dudes from the raid?
The ones at the end of the movie?
Yes.
Yeah, one of them definitely is. The other guy I don't recognize, but the short dude with like the rat tail ponytail thing, he is in every... He was in, what was it, Skyline 2? He was in a lot of movies, but like he's...
Well, Skyline 2 wasn't as bad as Skyline.
It was better than Skyline. Yeah, yeah. That's not saying much, but it's better. But yeah, he was from the raid.
That's what I thought. I was like, you guys look really familiar. And I haven't seen the raid yet.
Yeah.
So John Wick is just murdering people. And the choreography in this is absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And probably... I know the memes are out there. The Russos have said it can be spoiled. So, but anyway, Cap... The big thing this summer is Cap wields Mjolnir.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. When John Wick uses the line from The Matrix, that got more of a reaction out of me than... Mjolnir.
You and I were the only ones that had reactions. You especially. And I like
that. Because I knew it was coming. He was what do you need? And he was like, guns. I was like,
oh, shit.
Yeah, but it's one of those things that people don't get it. And it, you're like, oh. I guess if Marvel beats you over the head with something, you understand the reference. But
it's, you figure it's like over, shit,
it's 20 years.
It's over. I was going to say it's over a decade. It's 20 years. And people who know it, that's their subtle nod saying, yeah, we get you, bro.
Yeah, and that's... I wish more people understood that, but whatever.
Yeah.
There's so many awesome, just fun gunplay scenes, and then knife scenes.
Yep.
The sad thing is, I couldn't bring myself to just watch the movie, so I was watching the choreography, and there are parts where you can see that it's choreographed, and I'm like... like somebody will be blocking before somebody makes a move, and then they'll make a move to kick where the block is, and I'm like, okay, like I get it, you guys, like most of these scenes are immaculate and awesome and fine, so I'm letting you have this. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things, again, we talk about this all the time, you can't be critical of things that you love.
Yeah,
I had such a good time with this movie.
Yeah, I
but there are parts of the choreography where like, oh, maybe you should have shot that again. But
I was going to say, when you were saying about how the action was great, and I don't take that away from you. Like, the action is great. They top themselves, but they also keep you on your toes as, like, it's imaginative. They see shit that you're, like, to me as an audience, like, I don't know if everyone else was, like, dead or on Xanax or something, but I'm like, yes! Oh! Ah! It had a lot of those moments, and that is what I've started to come to expect from John Wick. It's like, you are going to show me, literally, it's a movie directed by a guy who was a stunt double. Like, I think he was Keanu Reeves' stunt double in Matrix or something like that, but I know he was a stunt double, and that's why the guy has such a flair for that kind of stuff.
Right.
And he, like, he's literally giving the shining force as not just on Keanu, but it's actually on the people that are playing. Like all of the other, like, people that are part of it. Just, like, look at how awesome stunt people are. Look at the shit they can do. My biggest criticisms would definitely be story, no, it's fine. Because why are they using guns? Or are they using swords instead of guns? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, John Wick movie. That got me on the motorcycle chase scene. I'm like, why don't you just fucking shoot?
But I'm like, you know, like, what? You're setting up a set piece, I get you.
Yeah, and I was like, well, you're ninjas, and so guns are below you, and all right, fine.
So, like, I get. The parts that were a little frustrating is the parts where it wasn't tightly as edited as it could have been.
Yeah.
Or it wasn't... because it does what we always want. Like, it gives me a lot of this of, like, scenes of show me the action.
Yeah.
Oh, and you genuinely fucking see the action. They don't do a lot of that bullshit, the cinematography stuff.
Yes. The jump cuts, things, and the shaky cam stuff. And, like, it... Yeah, I see what... Yeah.
But there are some times that I did want them to, like, to your point, either reshoot that just another time or, like, maybe cut it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that they are balancing so much, and considering how many fucking people are fighting, how much stuff is going on, like, I accept it. Like you said, loved it. I had a great time with it, but I accept it for its flaws. It's not perfect, but goddamn.
Now,
goddamn.
I'm very surprised that Common and John Leguizamo weren't back. Like,
I was very sad about Common, actually.
Yeah.
But maybe the next one?
And, like, And I'm trying to remember why John Wick is back. Like, I know they killed his dog, but I'm trying to remember why they killed his dog. And I can't remember why somebody went to his house to kill his dog. Like,
so
I can't remember how it started.
That's actually another thing I wanted to say, is that there's some movies that you walk into, like, on a third movie, and you don't really need to see the other movies.
Right.
Honestly, I think watching one and two before this is actually really important. Especially two, because it picks up literally right after two.
Yes.
Like, within hours.
Well, it's
I think it's the same day.
Yeah, it's as two ends, three begins, yeah. Because he's got that hour.
But literally, one starts because there's a dude that they broke into a guy's house because it looked fancy and pretty, and they stole a bunch of shit, and then they shot his dog and beat him up. Kind of thing. Surprising kind of shit like that. And then it just happened to be one of the mob boss, like, mob boss's sons, and then they find out, who did you rob? And he's like, John Wick. And that's how everything starts cascading on.
Like, I remember there were dudes at his house. They beat him up. They shot his dog. But I couldn't remember, like, why they went to... Because I remember the cop of, like, is everything okay? And he's like, yep, everything's fine.
Yep.
But, like, I couldn't remember why they went to his house. It's been a few years since I've seen John Wick. But I still have so much fun with these. There's a trailer for Chickwick again.
Yeah.
No, we said that about...
Atomic Blonde.
Atomic Blonde.
Which I loved Atomic Blonde.
I loved Atomic Blonde. And it wasn't Chickwick.
But it was still really good.
Yes. And this one looks like Chickwick. Now we'll see.
Yeah. It's from the directors who did Lucy, which I liked.
Which is,
and I'm like, oh.
Luc Besson. Yeah. So I'm hoping this looks good. It's the first I've seen of it, and I'm interested in it.
Anna, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And we have an ending set up for John Wick 4. And I will be there. I will watch all
of the John
Wicks.
I really want to bring
back
Common. Like, it sounds dumb, and I know that I'm spoiled. Like, I do think we are spoiled by Marvel of giving those kind of, like, rallying scenes. But I really want to see, like, hey, the fistcuffs will not come off kind of thing, and everyone just kind of comes together. And then you see, like, Common and shit like that, and they basically say,
I'm hoping, since it looks like they're trying to build their own organization, that maybe they
get Common
in and get John Leguizamo back.
Yeah.
And the one part that I really just, I feel needed to change was the end. Like, there's no way he survives that fall.
Oh yeah, that was a painful fall.
And he survives that fall, and I'm like, okay, he's a regular dude, not a superhero.
Yeah.
And you turn him into a superhero here. Like, I would have rather had
him hit, like, trash can or something.
Well, that been set up. Where he's shooting John and John falls over and there was a dead body that he had set up there and he pushes the dead body and John's up against the wall or whatever. Yeah. And so the dead body falls.
But then you would not have them set up as the villain the next time, essentially. Which I would have rather enjoyed because I would have liked that better.
Maybe, or you could have done something where John set it up because he doesn't trust it. He's just like, I'm going to do something or whatever. But like that fall, it's like, he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
But it's the one thing where you really have to suspend your disbelief on that one.
Yeah.
Because he's dead.
Well, that's...
Especially the way he hits the fire escape and, like, bounces off.
We're like,
he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, all right.
What do you think about dog missiles?
The dogs were awesome, especially, you know, they're trained to attack.
Yeah.
And so... They're attacking the actors or whatever. The actors get shot in the head and they're dead and the dogs are still attacking them.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
I loved it because I'm like, I actually know, I think those are Belgian Malamutes and they are like trained, like people literally have like dogs like them strapped to their backs as they go into stuff and they can pull a ripcord. The dog goes out and runs and grabs. And like, and I'm like, oh.
The dogs were cool. I thought Halle Berry was awesome.
I thought Halle Berry was awesome. I
went to the bathroom when she left, so what happened?
All she did, she dropped him off because he got told, like, hey, go to the desert until you feel like you're dying and all that stuff. So she literally grabbed him to the edge of the desert, let him go. She's filming, drinking, giving water to her dogs, and she's going to give him the rest of the water bottle. She chugs most of it, chugs the last of it, swishes with it, spits it back, gives it back to him, is like, have fun. And then she leaves him there, which,
I'm taking Halle Berry spit water. I don't care. Whatever. Spit in my mouth, girl. Fuck.
Oh,
I don't care.
God. No. But that was about it. Halle Berry's... her exit. It's kind of a very Common exit.
But Common was like, you're going to die unless you leave this knife in there or whatever.
Yeah.
I do wish Common and John Leguizamo were back, but all in all, I had fun with it. It was a blast.
It was literally just a movie of set pieces.
Yeah.
And I was really fun, like, when they walked into that big, pretty, windowed, like, area, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a fight scene.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
That was a lot. But that's okay.
A lot of breaking.
All right. We both recommend seeing John Wick 3.
Yeah. If you're listening to us at this point and you don't think we're going to say go see John Wick 3,
right.
Something's wrong.
Well, something's wrong with John Wick 3, and we're like, no.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because we have Hurricane Heist 2 with the fucking alligators.
I was so excited when I saw weather, and I'm like, because you know me in weather movies. It's so stupid why I love weather movies. And then it's weather movies with alligator. I'm like, meh.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 310 of Sprig and Say Geek. So for Sprig and Say Geek, I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
It's rough, and... Boop, 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 boop.